Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville High School counselors Doug Hatch and Carolyn Jones about the importance of applying for scholarships. Summer's here. That means graduation time is also here. And a lot of Knoxville Community School District seniors are looking for scholarships. That process begins all the way back in the fall. Tell us a little bit about how seniors should go through that process and how this year's class kind of took to applying for scholarships.
Well, this is one of their first big steps in getting out of high school and heading into the college situation. So the scholarships are set out. They come in. They fill out their applications. They double check, make sure everything's in. This is the first time that they're getting very serious about future plans here.
All right. So if I'm a senior next year, where should I start? Where should I even go to? What do I even do? This is such a new time for me. Where do I go for a scholarship?
There are many different places you can go for scholarships. First of all, you can start with your school counselor, and we give them lots of information about where to go for scholarships. There's fastweb.com, there's Iowa College Access Network. They have databases of all kinds of scholarships. In addition, we have a post-secondary planning program called Cooter Navigator, and that also has some scholarship information.
All right, what sort of resources would I need when I'm applying for scholarships? What should I have and what should people know going into it?
Well, there's all kinds of mailings that go out to all the seniors all the time, reminding them of upcoming scholarships, new ones that have opened up. Also, they need to be looking through the college they're thinking about going to for scholarships they're offering, especially in their major.
The Knoxville Panthers Scholarship Foundation and our local scholarships, that will really take place in second semester. And some things that will help students prepare for that is if they would create and update their activities resume. That is really helpful so that people can read all about our students, all the great things they've done. They also look at community service and leadership roles. So if they haven't started that yet, it's never too late to get involved, be more active in the community, start a project, be a leader. That really helps a lot.
Let's talk about the Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation, because that's a pretty big event, and I think it's pretty important for seniors to kind of go through that. Talk a little bit about what that means for Knoxville High School.
It's amazing how much our Knoxville citizens have given back to our seniors. It's just incredible. We give out over 200 scholarships on scholarship night, and so many students get multiple scholarships. KPSF has grown over the years to now our students who are second year, third year, and fourth year also get a scholarship if they will just take the initiative to apply.
How much as counselors do the seniors of past years kind of come back? Do you have any involvement with that or just kind of, or I guess seeing them receive scholarships, where does that kind of make you feel?
It's a great thing. Again, this is something else I haven't seen at other high schools in the state. I mean, it's great that the kids, and I think we get more and more applications every year from those second, third, and fourth year college students. It's just a fantastic thing.
And lots of times I will hear back because sometimes they forget what's the name of the scholarship foundation and who is the contact. So it's Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation. Kurt Froyen is the president of the board, and students can always come back to their high school and ask us if they've forgotten that information.
All right, one more time. I have a lot of questions about scholarships. What type of resources do you have? And we kind of talked about specific places they could go, or what are some common questions that you receive?
A lot of times students will come in and just ask that very question that you did, where do I start? And so when they come in, we give them little handouts of information. We have a handout on fastweb.com, which is a huge database that they can go to. And we give them more information about ICANN, which stands for Iowa College Access Network, which has just so much information about the whole college planning process. So we start by giving them that and the Iowa College Aid, which has some specific scholarships with specific criteria. So we would start with those.
And we've got Rochelle out here, who's the secretary right in front here in the counseling office. And she keeps in touch with a lot of those kids that are coming in, what they've handed in, what they need to get to. So she works with them a lot, too.
I would just say a big congratulations and shout out to our 2018 seniors. We're so happy and so thrilled to be a part of this. It's such an exciting evening. juniors, you have a lot to look forward to. You have a community that loves you and supports you and helps fund your college. Iowa has one of the largest student debt loads in the nation, and we have a great community that offers so much support. And to the community, I'd say if you haven't thought about being a donor, consider it. Consider donating to Knoxville Panther Scholarship Foundation. It helps our kids right here at home.
I agree with everything she said. I'm just so impressed again by the kids that are going to go on, continue their education, either at a two-year or four-year college with these scholarships. It's a really neat thing for Knoxville.
Thanks to Knoxville High School counselors Doug Hatch and Carolyn Jones for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.